So Parshas Chukas, Tavshinayin Zayin, says the Gemara like this. Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Hey. Omer Abchiya, Roitze Leirois, Beira Shel Miriam, Yale Leroish HaKarmel, should go up to the Roish HaKalme, Ve'itzpe, and you should look down, Ve'ire Kimin Kvora Bayam, and you'll see some kind of a, like a sift in the water. Ve'zui Be'era Shel Miriam, and this is the Be'era Shel Miriam. Now, what yam are we talking about? So the yam that we're talking about, Rashi says, kemin kvor. So vizel, I'm sorry. So the says the Medrash. If you look at the Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Achrimois, which yam are we talking about? It says is be'era shel Miriam. It is ve'echanu be'era shel Miriam. So the Medrash says in Parshas Chrimois Perchov Beis, Ve'echa nibeira shemiriam, Omar Abchia Baraba, Ksivi Nishkof al Pteer Shimoin, Shekol Mishoi Learar Yeshimoin, right? He'll go up. Doesn't say like the Bavli, which is Hara Karmel. Verue Kimin Kvor Aktane, he sees a little sift, and it says where? Beyam Tveria, meaning the Yam of the Kinneret. Zuhi Be'era Shel Miriam. So according to the Medrash, where it says here in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Rabbi Nechemia writes, Liro is Be'era Shemi, Yadish Rakarmel, Ve'itzpe, Ve'ire Kimin Kvor Bayam, according to the Medrash, which Yam is Yama Shel Tveria. And by the way, the Radal quotes Beferush the Ari. The Ari says, Bechen Oidia Mekoima Besimonim Harizal, Kiniska Bekundres Imre Koidish Rabchaim Vital. Where is it? Is in the Yama Shel Tveria. So here it says that if you go to the Roisha Karmel, if you go to the Karmel and you see Kvor Shel Yam, that is Be'era Shel Miriam. Now, everybody asks, the Radal asks, Nav Yosef, how is it Shayach that you go to Roisha Karmel? The Karmel is by the west of Eretz Yisrael, right? That's standing right by the Yama Godel. You can't even see the Yam Kinneret. That doesn't make any sense. So if you look at the Medrash says, Be'era Shel Miriam, you go to Pnei HaYeshimon, it's a different mountain, it's not Har HaKarmel. So he asks on the Bavli, what does Har HaKarmel mean? And he must be say, so says the Radal, the problem is a toss in the Gemara. It doesn't mean Har HaKarmel, means Har HaYeshimon. But the Gemara before, was going to see, talks about Har HaKarmel, that's why he mentions Har HaKarmel here. But the question is, also, it's very funny. It says you go up to the Roisha Karmel and you look down, and that's Be'era Shel Miriam. One second, you should go up whatever you can. If you see Be'era Shel Miriam, it's Be'era Shel Miriam. Why do you have Roisha Karmel? First of all, how can the Karmel be? That's the Radal's question. So it must be a different mountain. And again, why is he telling you go up to that mountain to see? What difference does it make? So we have to see and analyze that. The second question is the continuation of the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Omarav, Mayan Hamitaltal, if you have a fountain which is movable, Tohar. It is Tohar. And Rashi says, what does it mean the Taira? Number one is Tohar Melekabel Tuma, right? It is Tohar that's Namekabel Tuma. And Tohar Melekabel Tuma, Vetoivlim Boy Delav Klihu. If you have some kind of a spring which is movable, which is a moving spring, number one is tohor, that's number one. Number two, it's not a kli, it's not shuvim, and you could use it to make a tyra. That's what Rashi says. The Rashi is v'toivlim boy, the lav ki kli domim liyo es amayim hanoivim imenu ki shuvim. So that doesn't have the din of mayim shuvim, which is possible to mikveh. This is water which is not from a kli. Now, the question that everybody asks, one second, it's telling you, and the Gemara says, which bear is a bear amitaltel? Which mine is a bear amitaltel? How can you have a movable string? Vizuhi be'era shel Miriam. So Rashi says, the only one that ever happened is be'era shel Miriam. ואין לך מיין המטלטל, רשי says, there's no מיין המטלטל, אלא בעירה של מרים. Right, so בעירה של מרים has a din of מיין המטלטל. On this, there are so many questions. Number one, it's tohor. What does tohor mean? The idea is that the בעירה של מרים is not tome. בעירה של מרים can't be tome because it's a kli avonim. It's made out of a stone, right? We all know the stone in Parshas Chukas. That's the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu hit. So it couldn't be a... It's not mekabel tuma anyway. So what's the chiddush that mayan mitaltel? So on that, you have to say, according to the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer explains in... And the Chassam Sofer is in his... In the Tshuvas. That's in Tshuva, in Yeridea, Tshuva Rish Yud Gimel. It comes to explain the following. We know that the Pasuk says, Ach mayen mikve mayim yetohar, that the mikve is tohar, says the Chassam Sofer the following, that the mayim, right? How can, he asks a simple question, how can the mayim be metaher atome? If the mayim is there and the tome goes and touches the water, he's metame the water. And then the achoizer and metame the toivel. And even though the man, the omer, who holds the water is not metame others, the raisa, is all, but only tome atzmum, but is a chukah, even big in the paraduma. What we have say the paraduma? That the paraduma is metame itself, is metare others. Every mikveh is the problem. You go to a mikveh of water, the tome is metame the water, so the water which is tome makes the person to become tohar. It doesn't make any sense. So what's the chiddush of paraduma? That paraduma is metame others and is metaher the tome. Look at every mikveh. Every mikveh is water. A person goes into the mikveh, is metame the water. So now, if the water becomes tome, either to itself only or is metame others, is it different? But the water which is tome makes other people tohar. That doesn't make any sense. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's why we have a gzeras akos of ach mayim mikveh mayim tohar, that the water of a mikveh is tohar, because once it's tohar, means the water is not mekabel tuma. If the water is not mekabel tuma, then it could be metahel. So the chidush ach mayim mikveh mayim tohar, the idea that the mikveh is tohar, that is a precondition for the mikveh to work. Because if the water of the mikveh becomes tome, it can be metahel. So the way to be metayer is that the water of the mikveh becomes tohar. So that's the pshat in Rashi. Be'era shel Miriam, we're not talking about be'era shel Miriam, that the be'er is not mekabel tuma. The be'er is not mekabel tuma anyway. But the chiddush is, I would have thought, if the water is disconnected from the shoresh, the water is mekabel tuma. And if the water is mekabel tuma, so then it cannot be metayer. Because that's the idea, the gzeras akos of the water is tohar, it's a precondition for it to be metahir, because if the water is not tor, it cannot be metahir. So, ach, mayin mikveh, mayim yetor, when the Pasuk says that the mikveh is tor, that is a precondition for the mikveh to function. So, Rashi is saying the beirash, the chidush of beirash shel Miriam, is that the water is not mekabel tuma, and because it's not mekabel tuma, it can be metahir. And why is not mekabel tuma? Because the beirash shel Miriam is not a kli, and doesn't make him mayim shuvim. So in other words, the two of them are connected. The fact that the water is not shuvim, that doesn't have a din kli, and therefore the water is metaher, is a precondition for it to be metaher, because it's only metaher if the water is not mekabel tuma. And the only reason I'm mekabel tuma because there's no kli, that's a water, that's mechubar. So that's the chiddush of beirah shel Miriam, that even though it's movable, it's a spring which is movable. The water is not mekabel tuma because it's mechubar. And why is it not mekabel tuma? Because it's not shuvim. Because it's not a water that was taken to kli. The kli is bottle and it's mechubar karka. And says the Gemara, this is only by Be'er Shel Miriam. Now the question is, if it's only Be'er Shel Miriam, what's nogea? Talocha. This is lemaisa. We don't know Be'er Shel Miriam is in the middle of the Kinneret. Anyway, it's part of the sea. So it's irrelevant. What is the halacha been telling you? And the chidush is that the water is not mekabel tuma because it's not in a kli, even though it's movable, it's still mechubar lekarka. What's the significance of it? And why do we have to know that? Now, if you look at the Gemara beforehand, The Gemara beforehand says the following. Omer Rav Chanina, roitze leida shiur shel Rav Nechemia. If a person wants to know the bein hashmoshes of Rav Nechemia, which is that he says that mishetishka chama is chatzi mil. There's chatzi mil, there's a half a mil. How long is half a mil? So the Gemara says, yaniach chama beroish ha-karmel. He should leave the sun Berosh HaKarmel, v'yered v'itbol bayam. He should go down and be toivel bayam, v'yal, and he should go back, v'zehu shiur shel Nechemia. The bein hashmoshes of Nechemia, how long it takes for the sun to be on top of the mountain, for him to go down to the yam and to come back. Here is also Har HaKarmel. And which yam are we talking about? So the Radal says the yam here means the Mediterranean. So it makes sense to go from the Carmel to the Mediterranean. But if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel says here, Beferush, on this yam of Ben Hashmoshes, he says in Nechemia, Kedehiluch, Aroitze Leida Shushar Nechemia, Niacham Berosh HaKarmel, V'yered, V'yitbol, says the Rabbeinu Hananel, B'yam HaShel Tveria. He should go to Yam HaShel Tveria. We will talk about the Kinneret. So, and here is the Kinneret. So the same kash of the Radal is here, meaning how you're going to go down from Rosh HaKarmel, which is the west of Eretz Yisrael, and go in Chatzi Mil? That doesn't make any sense. And Chatzi Mil is the half of 18 minutes, which is 9 minutes. In 9 minutes, you'll be able to go down. So it's something which is basically an impossibility. And the question is, what does it mean, yaniach beroish hachama? So, says in the Chazon Ish, in Siman Lametes, Seif Kotten, Yudches, quotes again the Chassam Sofer, if you want to know how long is Achilas Pras. Achilas Pras that we know that the person needs, how long is Achilas Pras? So, says the Chazon Ish, here, the Chashir of the Bein Hashmoshes of Nechemia, this 9 minutes, Chatzi Mil. And the Gemara says, how long is Chatzi Mil? To leave the Chama Berosh HaKarmel, to go down and to be Toivel. So says the Chassam Sofer, doesn't mean that he leaves and he goes down for Har HaKarmel and comes down all the way to Yam HaShel Tveria, because that's an impossibility. So it must be the following, that he's standing next to the Mikveh and he watches the sun at the top of the Carmel, and for some reason he's able to see the Carmel, but at least he's able to see the Carmel, probably because it's the tallest mountain. So when he sees this Yered V'yaniach Cham B'Rosh HaKarmel, doesn't mean that he goes down for Rosh HaKarmel. He sees the sun setting at Rosh HaKarmel, and he goes down to the Mikveh and comes back. And that's Yushab Nechemia. So says the Chazon, the Chassam Sofer, you see there, how long does it take to go to the Mikveh? 9 minutes. It takes 9 minutes because it says that you, when you see the sun by Rosh HaKarmel, if you go down to the Mikveh and you come back, that's Bein Hashmoshes. And how long is it? Chatzi Mil. So Zokter, you see the time of going to Mikveh to coming back is 9 minutes. And the Gemara says, in Krisut Daf Yud Gimel, that you could eat miktsas of the Chatzi Pras, go to the Mikveh and come back and finish the other Chatzi Pras and the two Achilas are Mitzaref. The Achilas Mitzaref. So you see that the shear of going to the Mikveh between the two Chatzi Pras, it's short enough that's Mitzaref the two half Achilas. So says Chassam Sofer, how long does it take to go to the Mikveh? According to Gemara, it's 9 minutes. So that 9 minutes is enough to be Mitzaref the Achila. That's what says the Chassam Sofer. And the Chazon Ish says, it doesn't make any sense. First of all, you tell me that to be Yored, if you are standing next to Kinneret, to go down to the Mikveh to come back takes 9 minutes? It doesn't make any sense. So, this Chassam Sofer makes no sense, meaning to go down, it must be what the Gemara means to say is that you are on top of the mountain, coming down from the mountain and being toivel and going up to the mountain, then what it takes 9 minutes. So then there's no raya legabe the Gemara in Krisus, because the Gemara in Krisus says between eating half a pras and eating half a shiur, if you have an interruption of the time to go to the mikveh, that's not a hafzik. That's not 9 minutes. That's a 2 minute thing. So he says it doesn't make any sense. But says Chazon Ish, ilkach, we don't have any remez how long is the shiur pras. Aval nire the 10 minute vaday sogi, but you have to say that 9 minutes is the shiur of hafzik. Why? Hoil venafik bipume de goin zal. Once the Chassam Sofer said it, even though his riot doesn't make any sense, still it must be true. So here's an amazing Chazon Ish that says that the time that it takes to connect two parts of the achila, it's 9 minutes. Even though the riot of the Chazon of the Chassam Sofer is from a Gemara that doesn't make any sense, but still, since he said it, it must be true. In some level, not on a cognitive, but subconsciously or intuitively, must be the right number. Therefore, right, which is so funny that here relying, Chazon Ish is relying on a Chassam Sofer, even though the proof of the Chassam Sofer is not something that makes sense. But since the Chassam Sofer intuitively still said that, is right. We have to understand why the Chazon Ish uses this kind of idea, even though the Chazon Ish argues many times with Rishonim and Achronim throughout the Sefer. And it doesn't say just because they said must be true. Here, for some reason, they say that it is 9 minutes, and that's how we usually do. We know that Yom Kippur, we try to separate the achila within 9 minutes. To eat the kezayis of matzah, we also use 9 minutes. Because 9 minutes, Chassam Sofer said it, even though there's no raya lichur for the Gemara. But not only that, it's very interesting. According to the Chazon Ish, the 9 minutes is how long it takes down from the Carmel to go to Tveria. That makes no sense. You can't go from Tveria and go all the way to Kinneret and come back after Tvila in 9 minutes. So it must be that the Carmel here is a name of a mountain that looks like the Carmel. So the question here goes back, why Carmel and the Yam Kinneret are so connected? Be'er HaShelmirim, you have to be in the Carmel to look at Yam HaShel Tveria. Be'er HaShmoshes is to go from the Carmel to Yam HaShel Tveria, even though it's not the Carmel. It can't be the Carmel. It must be a mountain that looks like the Carmel. Or a mountain that was called Carmel next to Tveria. Why Chazal stress it to being Carmel? So the question here becomes even stronger. The Kash of the Redal. You're telling me that you're measuring 9 minutes, according to Chazon Ish, how long it takes to go down from the top of the mountain to the Kinneret and come back. That mountain is called Carmel. Even though it's not the Har Carmel, for some reason they stress is the Carmel. The question is, why do they call that mountain Carmel? It becomes like almost like an essential that the tall mountain is the Carmel, even though physically the Carmel can be there. And always the Carmel is connected to Yam HaShel Tveria, both Legabe the Shir of Ben HaShmoshes and also Legabe Be'er HaShel Miriam. The question is why. And also the Chazon Ish here is telling you that the 9 minutes becomes how to connect two achilas. Even though the Chassam Sofer is basing his idea on an interpretation of the Gemara, which is not true, because he's basing the interpretation that 9 minutes, how long it takes to go to the mikveh, and the Chazon Ish says, that's impossible. Whoever takes 9 minutes to go to the mikveh. But says the Chazon Ish, even though the Chassam Sofer is basing his idea on the Gemara, that makes no sense, once he said it intuitively, it must be true. Why this intuitive halacha is used specifically gabe the 9 minutes to mitzvah of two achilas, despite the fact that the Chazon Ish throughout argues with the Shoreidim Achroinim and never says, okay, because intuitively they said must be true. Why does he say that here? And the number three is the following. The Gemara says like this, Odom kiyomus be'oyal. And that's the Gemara in Daf in Shabbos Pei Gimel, and the Gemara says, "Zoi satoira odom ki omus beoyel." Omar Rabchananya ben Akavia. The Gemara says, "I'm sorry." The Gemara says the following: "Odom ki omus beoyel." Why does it say "odom ki omus beoyel"? The Gemara says, "Omar Rabbi Yonason." No, I'm sorry. Omar Eish Lakish, in Divri Torah Miskayimim, Ela B'mishe Meimis Atzmo Aleha. The Divri Torah is only Miskayim on somebody who is Meimis Atzmo Aleha, Shenemar Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomus Be'ohel. Okay? So Chassam Sofer asks, And he says, L'chore, it doesn't make any sense. Well, my Inyan is like, this pasuk is telling you, it's telling you, Tumas Ohalim, that there is Tumas Oyel. What does it have to do with somebody who's memis atzmo be'oyel? I mean, the Chazal are making a drosha that has nothing to do with the Pshuta Shel Mikra. Pshuta Shel Mikra is Zoyis HaTorah, there is Alochas, Odom Kiyomus be'oyel. There is such a thing called Tumas Oyel. There is a Tuma that comes from the tent. And Chazal tell you that somebody who dies, kills himself by learning, that is Mekayim the Torah. What does it have to do with Tumas Oyel? So the Chasam Sofer explains and says that the chidush is that tuma is not only tumas maga, there is a tuma soyel. Tuma is not only there is a tuma which is touching, but there is a tuma which is a higher level tuma, the goyim are not betame, which is tumas oyel. Tumas oil, the fact that you are betame, not by touching, just being on the environment is tame, that is the chiddush of Torah. The Torah is so much kedusha, that's why it creates more tuma, because as we know, the Mishnah in Yadayim, the more kedusha something has, the more tuma it brings. Sforim are betame, even though Homer is not betame, specifically because there's more Kedusha. The Kedushas Israel is expressed by the fact that we are metame, not by the mess, the dead human being is metame usually just by touching, but the Jewish person dead is tome not only by touching him, by being in his environment. Where does the Kedusha come from? Because a person is meinis atzmo be'ol, a person who kills himself learning. That brings to him such a kedusha that brings tumas oyhalim in addition to tumas maga. So the Gemara says, "Eina Torah miskayem ela b'mi shemimi satzmo aleha." That this pasuk is telling you that divrei Torah is only when you kill yourself. How is the divrei Torah, the fact that a person kills himself by learning? What does it express his kedusha? The divrei Torah miskayemim. By the mere fact that is metame not bemaga, is metame be'ohel. That's what Sheikh Chasam Sofer. And the question is why? Why the kedusha of somebody learning, who kills himself learning, who devotes himself, who takes away of his existence into Torah, that kedusha is represented by the fact that his tumah when he dies is not only a tumah which is transmitted by touching, is a tumah of the environment. Why is that a riot to his kedusha? So if you want to just summarize, why is Be'era Shel Miriam important to know that's not metame, and the water doesn't become tome because it's not shuvim, it's not a kli, it's connected to the karka. Why is that important to know? Why is the Yam Kineret always connected to the Har Karmel? And it's the Yam Kineret is Be'era Shel Miriam is connected, and that's Bein Hashmoshes. Why does the Chazon Ish pasken like the Chasam Sofer on something which is intuitive to be true, even though the Rai is not true, something that he doesn't do that throughout his Sefer? And Odom Kiyomus Be'oyel, the Kedusha of a person who kills himself by learning, is expressed by the fact that he is Metame, not only by direct touch, but by the environment. Why is that so? To explain all of this, we'll use what the Shlo explains. And the Shlo explains the following. That in Torah, there is like in everything else in the world that we know, there are four madregas. There are four aspects in Torah. There is such a thing called Torah Sashem. Something is called Torah Selukim. Vayikru b'sever Torah Selukim v'sum sechel. And then there is Torah Emes and Torah Sa'odom. And he says, Ishtaim Shem Arba. The first two are hidden dimensions, and the two of them are revealed dimensions. One is the idea of there is a Torah which is very rational and reasonable. And that's the Torah's Hodom. Torah's Hodom is something which is natural. Mitzvahs which make sense. They're rational mitzvahs. They're mitzvahs driven by reason. Those are the things that you'd have done anyway that you could see that that's right. And then there is, that's called Torah's Hodom. And there is Torah's Emes. They're mitzvahs who, even though it's not natural, they are not what's called natural law, but it's something that makes very much reasonable sense. You do mitzvah Pesach keneged lezecher yetzias Mitzrayim. You do something which is a very reasonable, rational connection. One of them is natural law. The other one is supernatural law, but it's something that makes sense. It's something that there is a rational, reasonable connection. These are the two which relate to Adam. Then there is something which is lemala masogas Adam. One of them is called, he says, it's called Torah Elohim. And Torah Elohim is the one which is spiritual. The idea is not something rational, it's something mystical. But on the mystical sense, they make sense. Is Torah Elohim is connected to spiritual, is something which is hidden, but is Elohim which is still begeder hateva. And then there is something which even on the mystical sense it doesn't make sense. That's Torah Savaya. And that is the idea of Chakika. That this only when you connect a Kodesh Baruch Hu is something which is a paradox minei obey, which is Poraduma. Poraduma is Metame and Metaher in the same spot. That even on the mystical sense, it doesn't make sense. And that's Keneged the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ichud of Hashem, which is truly the mystical, not mystical understanding, is a mystical experience. And that's the highest form of connection, which is called the Reshimu. Says the Eshlo. These are the two brachas. We say the first one, V'nosan lonu estoirosoi, and V'nosan lonu estoirosoi. There is such a thing called toirosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The davka by the ichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can experience that. That's the chakika, that's called the reshimu. And then there is something which is Baruch Hashem noisen ha-Torah. The Torah that makes sense on the mystical sense, even though in the rational sense it might not make sense mitzad Adam, but mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once you understand the mystical ideas, it makes sense. That's keneged the Nister. Then there is a bracha keneged the Torah which relates to Adam. The idea is v'nosa lanu Torah's Emes. That's a Torah's Emes, which are the rational mitzvahs that we understand on our own terms. And then v'chaye yoylam nota besochein, and he put Torah within us. There is a natural law of Torah within us. And those are the four levels. The first level is Torosoi and Torah. And here Torah's emes v'chaye yoylam nota besocheinu. And then we say on the end of the brocha, Baruch at Hashem noisen ha-Torah. That in the end, all of these four ideas connect to the idea of Torah. That even something which is natural law really starts there, but it reaches much, much higher. That all of those four madrigas, which is something on one extreme, which is natural law that you would have done anyway without the Torah, to something that even on mystical terms makes no sense, only when you experience the ichud with Hashem, the mitzvahs which express the yichud, that only b'b'china savaye, that's the idea of chakika, choik chakakti ve'en lecharishuz, that's why choik is meloshon like carving in, ki b'yochud you have to carve in within the Kodesh Baruch Hu. All those four levels are connected, and in essence, are true everywhere. It starts here, but it reaches much higher. That's why the bracha in the end is Baruch Ata Hashem, Noisen HaTorah. And that's why we say, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai umesoyer al Yeshua. This is the aschol of Masechet Avos, because Masechet Avos has a lot of lessons. The lessons are very rational and very natural, But to tell you that those natural ideas, those rational ideas, they're not only true because they're rational and like natural law, it's because Moshe kibbutz Torah Sinai. Even the most mundane things are connected to Moshe Rabbeinu Bishmei Meroimim. And that's what he says. Al ken asogosa mitzad ha'odom ischai Yeshua. Asagosein, we believe that our hasoga mitzad ha'kudosh Baruch Hu is chai yoylam. That even which is not a besoicheinu is chai yoylam not a besoicheinu. Don't think that is natural law only in what's called mundane, this world terms. It's chai yoylam not a besoicheinu. And that's why Baruch Hashem noise natoira. This is what Be'er Shelmini was all about. The Tzodek in Likutei Amorim, in page Memchas Budbeis, said, what's the Be'er? The Be'er relates to the actions of Adam. That you go and you dig a well, and the well gathers the mine. That's the idea of the Mekablim. The Mekablim prepare themselves and they get a Hasoga from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Zohar says that the Be'er is Keneged David HaMelech. And that's why Miriam is the Nekeva. She is the one who is in the family, the feminine, which relates to Avoidas Ha'odam Bo'ilam Hazeh, which is the feminine that's Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'er Shel Miriam is that as much as she creates the Kli to be Mekabel, Torah, which is the Torah of the Mekabelim, it's still connected to the source in Zna Mekabel Tuma. As much it's the Kli, but is a Mayan HaMetaltel, which is now Mekabel Tuma and it's completely Mechuba. Because the Chidush of Adam is that when you learn Torah and you do it with your own faculties, you are Memis Atzmole, you kill yourself at it. You are a Kli, but our avoid is to be Mevatel the Kli. As much as we are Kli, we destroy ourselves and we basically lose ourselves into Torah. This is the Be'er Shel Miriam, that as much as you are a Be'er, and you are Be'er HaMetaltel, you are a walking well. You're still connected to the source, you're not Mekabel Tuma. And the Chidush is Memis Atzmo Aleha, and the reason is because when we touch Torah, we realize that we are not touching Torah. We are just in the environment of Torah. As much as we are touching, we are reaching something that we can't touch. That's why the Chassam Sofer says the Mishe Memis Atzmo Aleha, the Chidush is that his Tuma is not Tumas Maga, is Tumas Oyel. Because the Tuma is a reciprocal of the Kedusha. The Kedusha that a person does is not because he reaches and he touches. As much as he touches, he realizes that's way beyond him. As much as this is natural law, it reaches the way of Chakika. Pora Duma in the most mundane mitzvah, it's all connected. It's all part of the same process. And therefore, the Chidush of a person who is mevatel himself, is mevatel his rational thinking. He basically doesn't reduce the Torah to himself, but he elevates to something else, is the Chidush that he's not metame b'maga, he's metame b'ohel. And that's Be'er Shel Miriam. Be'er Shel Miriam relates to Yama Shel Tveria. Tveria is Tiburo Shel Olam. That is the way how the physical world was created. In Tveria is the opening of Gehenna. That is, Chazal say, why the name of Tveria is called Tveria? Because it's Tiburo Shel Olam. This is what the world was created. Why? Because the world was created in the Pischo Shel Gehenna. The world of here, which is connected, this is the entrance to the Gehenna. If you are here, in the Be'er Shel Miriam, connects to something much higher. And you can only appreciate Be'er Shel Miriam if you are on top of Rosh HaKarmel. Why the mountain is called the Carmel? Because what's the Chiddush of Carmel? The Chiddush of Carmel is Eliyahu Be'er HaKarmel was the one who proved Ichud Hashem that there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elohim. In every place else, the Torah tells you there is a Avodah Zarah, but it happens to be a Avodah Zarah. You can trust him, you can worship him. Eliyahu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving value to Avodah Zarah, you have misled the people. You cause people to sin because you give them the false impression that Avodah Zarah is real. And Hashem in Har HaKarmel was the first time showed that the Avodah Zarah is nothing, that nothing exists. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chiddush is the Rosh in Tveria, which is Yama Shel Tveria, which there is Be'era Shel Miriam, which relates to the Torah Shel Bal Peh, which is Avodas HaMekabelim, that they create something to take the wisdom of Hashem. It has only a meaning if it's connected to Har HaKarmel. And the Har HaKarmel tells it that there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no rational, there is no world, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Be'era Shel Miriam to function, he has to realize that you see it from Rosh HaKarmel. If you don't see for Rosh HaKarmel, Be'era Shel Miriam is Metame. The only reason Be'era Shel Miriam, Be'era Metaltel, because it's a Kvara. What's a Kvara? What's a Sift? Is a Kli that's not Mekabel. That's not really a Kli. It's a Kli that's bottled with Shem Kli. And you can only appreciate, if you see me, Rosh HaKarmel, you can only appreciate what it means, Chachm Yisrael, which are mevatel daitam, and memis atzma alea, because their perspective is you can only appreciate the work if you're standing in Rosh HaKarmel. That's monism, that Hashem Elohim, and there is nothing besides that. And therefore, the ultimate Bein HaShmoshes is when you are standing in Rosh HaKarmel, and you go down to Yama Shel Tveria, and you come back. That villa of Yama Shel Tveria, that's Bein HaShmoshes. The Bein HaShmoshes of the world is that if you want to make tire of Yama Shel Tveria, is when you go down from Rosh HaKarmel, and you still go back to Rosh HaKarmel. This is why Chazal portrayed the Bein HaShmoshes, which is the 9 minutes. The Bein HaShmoshes is going from Carmel to Yama Shel Tveria and coming back, which means the taking from monism, from the highest ideas of connection to the world of natural law, b'tiburo shel olam, and then coming back. That connection in itself is what Chazal called Bein HaShmoshes. And that is the connection of Achila. If you have one piece of Achila here, which is Achilas Odom, and then you have Achilas HaMizbeach, is the time of going from Tveria to Rosh HaKarmel. That's the tziruv of the two Achilas. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, the tziruv of two Achilas is the tziruv going from Rosh HaKarmel to Yama Shel Tveria. Rosh HaKarmel for Yama Shel Tveria is the ultimate two Achilas. And this idea of the intuitive aloha, that you use your rational, but it's connected to a much more intuitive truth, says the Chasam Sofer, is the one who always said that when the poison comes to Paskin, he paskins, but whenever he says he gets a psak, he has an intuitive feeling of what the aloha is, and then he uses his rational thinking to justify the aloha. It's not that the justification of rational thought creates the aloha. The aloha is there intuitively, is Rosh HaKarmel. Only he goes down from Rosh HaKarmel to Yama Shel Tveria to explain, to justify that intuitive feeling that he had. The famous blink, the spiritual blink, is Har HaKarmel, that you go down to Yama Shel Tveria and you reconnect to the Har HaKarmel. And the biggest proof of it, says Chaznish, is this psak. The psak of the 9 minutes, which is the hefsek between the two Achilas. Even though the Chasam Sofer is using the proof from something that makes no sense, but since the intuitive of the Chasam Sofer was true, was 9 minutes, it must be true, even though rationally you can't prove it. This is exactly by this aloha, because every rational aloha, the source is Rosh HaKarmel. You go from Rosh HaKarmel down to Yama Shel Tveria, and then you come back. Like the Chasam Sofer always says, there's an intuitive truth, and everything else is just a justification of the intuitive truth. You decide the halacha not on your rational, natural laws, but on the intuitive truth, and the rational and natural laws is just how low that intuitive truth goes. It's something that's true, begins and goes down all the way to the world of the rational. And this is the idea of Bein HaShmoshes, that's Be'era Shel Miriam. And that's why Dafka in this parsha, you start from where? From Por Aduma, which is the ultimate intuitive, connective truth, to Be'era Shel Miriam, which is Vatomo Shel Miriam. Miriam could only finish her avoida, which is the avoida. Basically, if you look at Miriam, right? Miriam is that Torah Shebal Peh. Her father wanted to stop having relations with his wife because rationally it made no sense to have children. And she told him that rationally might not make sense, but we know that an intuitive truth, that it must be done. And that's why she made him remarry, and that's why they had Moshe Rabbeinu. But Miriam could only have her avoda finished, that Beira Shel Miriam would be a legacy for the Klal Yisrael, and she could die after we're given the Mitzvah Por Aduma. So once the Mitzvah Por Aduma is given, you know that the Beira Shel Miriam is a Beir HaMitaltel that will never become bottle, and is not a Kabbal Tumah.